Welcome inside the Quiet Storm and welcome inside the Confessions of Love. Happy holidays to you and your family. Much love going out to our Quiet Storm family in Milwaukee at Jammer 983. And shout out to everyone in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, locked in on 107.5 WBLS. I'm Lenny Green.
I'm Indy Smith.
And Indy, we're talking about how folks can cope and balance with addiction.
Right.
And, of course, with the help of wellness. And you've invited another special guest to be with us tonight.
We have specialists galore tonight,
yeah,
y'all.
That's good.
I've had the honor of also meeting Trish Ajel Roberts, who is actually a self-actualization coach. Actually, that's perfect. I think when we think about who we are, self-actualization is very important. But the bottom line is she's a happiness expert. So
I love
we
that.
Need some of that right now.
We need a lot of happy. We need a lot of happy. Yep.
Trish Ajel Roberts, and who is also the author of 12 Steps to Mind-Blowing Happiness. So thank you for being with us tonight.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Indy. It's great to be here. Thanks, Lenny. Good being with you guys.
Our honor.
What is self-actualization? Let's break that down for people first, maybe.
It is really reaching your highest potential of joy and fulfillment in your life. I think it's what everybody's trying to get to.
And how would you advise someone in reaching that right now when we're going through so much loss in different areas of our lives? On top, we have the holidays here and we can't see our family. So how does someone self-actualize and find mind-blowing happiness right now?
So mind-blowing happiness for me is kind of the same thing as self-actualization. It just breaks it down and makes it a little easier. In my book, I talk about 12 steps. So it's not something where it's like, bim, bam, boom, one step and you're self-actualized. It is a process. And the first step is healing. Some of the other ones go into spirituality and building your connections, your community, learning to love yourself. So it's a process, but something that's absolutely worth working on because we all want to be joyful and fulfilled. Most of us have had some sort of trauma or dysfunction or difficulty in our childhood or in our lives. You know, I know Indy knows that. So yeah, so healing is definitely the first thing to look at. And the second one is spirituality. You know, a lot of us, I grew up Catholic, a lot of us grew up in backgrounds where maybe we didn't feel like we could express ourselves. So understanding the difference between religious upbringing and having a sense of your spiritual self is important because you don't have to be part of any religion to be spiritual. It's identifying your kind of self with a capital S and recognizing that you're more than just this body and these bones, that there's a whole lot going on inside of you, and learning how to nurture that inner self.
We got
that
you.
Gets you deep.
No, that's perfect. Trish Ajel Roberts is with us tonight. And she's the author of 12 Steps to Mind-Blowing Happiness. We're going to come back because I want to ask you one more thing before we let you go tonight. But thank you for joining us. Let's get into some more music as we relax and unwind tonight on this beautiful, chilly Thursday evening. It's the perfect holiday moment. This is Confessions of Love inside of the Quiet Storm. Welcome inside the Quiet Storm. I'm Lenny Green. And we are locked in together tonight inside of Confessions of Love. You know, this is the time of the night where we obviously engage in topics of conversation that deals with love and relationships. But, you know, around this time of the season, people get depressed. And they're doubly depressed these days because of this pandemic. And they can't see loved ones. And I thank you so much for inviting Trish Ajel Roberts, who is the author of 12 Steps to Mind-Blowing Happiness. It's hard trying to find happiness, Trish, when you're dealing with so much, on top of so much. So many people have lost work. So many people tonight are worrying about what happens when that unemployment check doesn't come anymore. How would their rent be paid? And they're dealing with loneliness. Or they might be dealing with a loved one who may have just passed away. So I know you said the healing and you're dealing with the spirituality. But what else in your book can we pull from to expand on? And spirituality, I would put that at the top of my list because that definitely helped me and has always helped me pull through dark moments.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times when we get depressed, it's because we are so focused on ourselves and focused on things not going the way that we want them to go. So a great way to kind of turn that around is just to shift the focus from yourself to someone else. It's a great opportunity to look into charitable organizations that you might be really interested in. Like you said, a lot of people are struggling right now. Mm-hmm. You know, people are looking for help at the food bank. You can even do things that are remote. I've been doing some literacy online education but just anything to get your focus off of yourself. Mm-hmm. If you have the ability to maybe make some goodies and share them with your neighbors or take them to a shelter. I like to make vegan patties, but if you do patties, I have a friend who makes coquito or, you know, sorrel or cookies, whatever your thing is, just to get the focus off of you and put it on what you can do for someone else.
I think that's a great idea, Trish, a great idea.
That is a great idea.
Wow. Doing something for someone else always brings happiness. And I know you may not think so, ladies and gentlemen, but it really does. And I want you to try it this weekend if
it
you get
does.
A moment. Yeah. Trish, how can everyone follow you? How can everyone get the book?
Yeah. So mindblowinghappiness.com. You can find everything. You can follow me on Instagram or Facebook at mindblowinghappiness. And my book is available on Amazon. It's 12 Steps to Mindblowing Happiness, a journal of insights, quotes, and questions to juice up your journey.
Well, thank you for juicing up us tonight and giving us some very insightful perspectives. We really do appreciate it. I hope that you and your family have a wonderful, blessed, and safe holiday.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Trish, Ajel.
Happy holidays. Thank you. Same to you. Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa. Yeah. Trish Ajel Roberts, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get into a little Khalid talk. Talking is good. Talking is helpful. This is Confessions of Love on the Quiet Storm.
Can we just talk?